from the very beginning, I knew that he was a pure devotee of Krishna. So, ekhan lecture diyechen. So I wanted to associate with him, Krishna and Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, liked him to prefer me. Our relationship is very intimate. After the breakdown of our spiritual masters, institution, I wanted to organize another institution, making Sridhar Maharaj the head. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told me that Sridhar Maharaj is one of the finest preachers of Krishna consciousness in the world. So I wanted to talk him everywhere.
Take him everywhere.
This was my earnest desire. But since he could not go around the world and preach, at least the people of the world should come to hear from him. For spiritual advancement of life, we must go to someone who is actually practicing spiritual life. So if one is actually serious to take instructions from a Sikha Guru,
then there's a line missing, and it says,
yes,
or instructing spiritual master, then I can recommend him, the one who is the most competent of all my God brothers. This is B.R. Sridhar Maharaj.
B.R. Sridhar Maharaj. I consider Sridhar Maharaj to be even my Sikha Guru. So what to speak of the benefit that others can have from his association?
So called ISKCON. Not ISKCON proper, but present artificial ISKCON.
This is first book.
Prabhupada got it, yes, attracted you. Otherwise there was no chance of your coming with this book. But some special power influenced you to come just in this day of his appearance, advent.
Yes, it is your divine grace.
Divine advent.
Because I asked you, I said...
You could not come, we thought you can't come. But suddenly, the telegram and you already come, especially with this book, complete in the March day. I carried that Sri Krishna Chaitanya from Madras, Dow Journal Press, to Mahabhu Yoga Beach, 1933 colors. After 50 years, similar book, original conception, has come just in there.
You sent us one telegram saying that you made your heartfelt prayer to Mahaprabhu for our success. So it's only by your divine grace, Guru and Gauranga, that we're able to present this to you today.
It commands the heart for prayer. What you have produced, that is almost a medicine to encourage to excite the heart to work for prayer. Agreeable negligence. Your eyes are necessary to see the Leela, Gauranga, here. Only variegated prejudices are covering our real. Vision. Estimation. Vision and estimation. Covered by our own created prejudice. They can't allow us to see things independent of our own interest. Of different types, interest of different types. Like so many dust covering the real glance to see properly what the environment, what is there. The whole trouble is there. Panyavidas, karma jnan, some fleeting desires, then some organized attempt to exploit, then indifference to the environment of different types. This, and to read the environment from the selfish standpoint, but not preparedness to receive the standpoint from the universal angle of vision. The trouble, the problem is there. Problem. Only Buddha Pokchokhuyar Vishaya Dhulite Kamunese Paratattva Paive Dekhite Gaudhari, Gaudhari. So not only unprejudiced, but there is also some positive qualification. That is interest for the Leela of Sri Gauranga or Sri Krishna, etc. Not only to brush aside the undesirable prejudices within us, but positive affinity towards the real nature of things outside reality, by itself and for itself. By itself on the background, but for itself, that is floating over. Everything meant for him, that positive prejudice is necessary for us. Everything for him, for him. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu came here with his party to introduce this vision, that everything for him. Beauty, reality is beautiful. And by serving the beauty we can contribute something to make it more beautiful and to make others also beautiful. The service is with sacrifice, service. That is the unit of beauty, harmony. By sacrifice we can participate into a real harmony, and harmony is beauty. Harmony is beauty. And harmony contributed by the sacrifice of so many units together for the common end. So we can make ourselves beautiful, environment beautiful, and we can add to the beauty of the beauty if we really can understand what is service and sacrifice ourselves into that positive. Die to live, self-participation. Apparently, self-sacrifice of self.
Abnegation.
Abnegation, negative side. positively giving oneself, that die to the self-dissipation or something. Disown the selfishness. The positive dynamic. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then beauty will come on our eye. The beauty. And our contribution will be for the beauty. Beauty will come to flow, to show it on us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Guru. Beauty, sweetness. We all want sweetness, beauty, all this. Inherent nature. And that is harmless. But how to get that? That will be sure. That is only by service. Sevanamukhehi jivadu swayami bhakta. The very gist of spiritual life is sevanamukhehi, either taking the name or talking about him or whatever form may be of the serving attitude. Innumerable types of service. The very life will be the serving attitude, dedication. Other is all imitation. All may be imitation. We should not be afraid of sacrifice. Die to live. A very good expression. Not be. Die means our ego. Who are we? We are means a particular type of ego. To die means to dissolve that ego. More and more you dissolve your ego, more and more you come in contact with the universal plenary position. So die to live. Anna vidasi dasannam karmagyanadhanavit. Anukulena krishnanu shilanam bhakti yutto. Divine sound. Begin with the sound. Sound aspect, Mahaprabhu told. The sound aspect of divinity. Begin with that. And everything will gradually come before you. If you can approach in a proper way. Under proper guidance. Gaur Hari Bol. Sriputradi Katha Jahur Vishayana. When Mahaprabhu had his descent here, Prabodhananda Saraswati, the preceptor of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, is describing. Sriputradi Katha Jahur Vishayana. Those are deeply engaged in household talks. For the time being, that was stopped. He began to talk about Sri Gauranga. Leaving away their household talk, they began to talk about Sri Gauranga, what he is doing, what he is doing. To the general talk of every lip was Sri Gauranga when he came here. Shastra Pravadam Buddha. And the scholars, they are fighting with the to find out the proper meaning of the Shastra, that is the scriptures. They, for the time being, stopped that and began to read what Sri Chaitanya is doing, what he is giving out to us. What is that? Is that the real purpose of the whole scriptures? Yogindra Vyahu Muruniyam Ayam Kleshan. And those controller of the yogis that are out to control their lower phase of life and want to enter into higher and more subtle pollution of life by controlling the air, the sars prasad, the breath. This, for the time being, stopped that. That we are trying so hard by controlling our breath. We are going to achieve some astonishing stage of consciousness. But what this my pandit puts here, that is very wonderful. So should we continue in our own way, or we should accept the course of my pandit recommended? Tapastrasasa, and those are very favorite of undergoing penances. While voluntary afflictions on our feelings, we can rather give loan to nature. The first, I shall do some misdeed and then suffer after that. No. I am suffering in the beginning. And then I shall enjoy as a result of that penances. There is a party whose business is like that. The suffering first, not that enjoying first and then suffering. No, suffering first and then we shall enjoy. Tapastapasa, they also gave up their position for the time. Dhyanadhyasa vidhin yahasya jatayu disanyasin renunciation is there. They also, for the time being, stopped their culture about Vedanta. Asadu brahma jikyasa. Brahma jikyasa jadmadhyasya jata. Why brahma jikyasa? With everything coming out of it. So that is the prime cause. And we must be acquainted with the prime cause of the whole. It is must reasonable. Brahma-jikasa. They also left their campaign for the time being. Yoshti-jata-yot, Chaitanya-chandri-param, Avishkudvati-bhakti-yoga-padami, 999, and Mahaprabhu came with another style of devotional sentiment. All lost their affinities in their respective departments. Hari Gauram. Gaudhari, to understand him, it requires great fortune. Bhakti. Eliminate exploitation, denunciation, and the calculative service. Love. Infinite sacrifice. For whom? For whom? Who is meant? Who is in a constitutional position to be the receiver of all, of the whole, that peculiar position, that absolute center. That absolute center. Who can consume them and digest, who can receive the produce of all and can digest them and can distribute them in some form or other. Like the stomach receives the food and distribute properly. Stomach knows how to distribute and what sort of food where. So put food into the stomach, not into the liver or to the lungs. All the religious experts, they are here, they are all one in opinion that all the results should be given to Krishna, the all attractor. All attractor, Krishna means attractor, the all attractor. Who can attract? Who has got something supernatural power for attraction? He can attract Krishna. Two functions, to draw and to distribute, and the distribution makes everyone happy. That's when the stomach draw the food and distribute it in the form of blood or so something. So Krishna, to attract everything, that is not a small matter, to attract everything. And then Krishna, no means the vijivachaka. And religious receives, and when religious, everyone feels satisfaction by that product, Krishna. And he is accepted as the all consuming principle of the life. Krishna, good or bad, does not matter. Krishna. Sun attracts water of different type, and then it also supplies in the way of the gas, the cloud, pure water, which is desirable for us. It attracts water of different types, but when it gives back, it is very healthy. So Krishna, connect with that. Mahaprabhu told that, connect with that. The life of your life, the existence of your existence, the desirability of your desirability, and the basic principles of all our existence and happiness. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. And the Gyan Sunna Bhakti. Gyan Sunna Bhakti. Some oxymoron or something like that. Which is, seems to be of opposite concern. Just that when we are a child in the mother's womb, no knowledge for our own improvement is there, a child. But the motherly affection helps her, helps him. And Mahaprabhu says that to attain that stage, that will be most desirable and judicious. Judicious. Throw yourself in some motherly care. Mother is a land of affection, opulent affection. Affection herself that will nurture you, love you. Your intellect, the intellect of the child is unnecessary when very in its early stage as a baby. No growth of caretaking intellect there. But automatically, in such position, he is well handled. So there is a plane where You need not try for yourself, for your good. It is automatically done. Try to acquire that ring for your for your home. And everything is automatically and perfectly done to satisfy your selfish, real welfare. Automatically done. Gyanasunna bhakti. Gyanasunna bhakti. No necessity for you to calculate what is good for you, bad for you. But the atmosphere that will do your do what is necessary on your behalf, and that will be perfect. Good. So Gyanasunna bhakti, Gyanasunna. The most peaceful stage of life, Gyanasunna bhakti. Peaceful stage. And when you are laboring, engaging your reason to improve you, sometimes by exploiting the environment, or how you can look after your own interest, so much trouble, the stage of this trouble, it is not a good life. A good life is to acquire such a stage, such a plane of life, where automatically everything is done to my best interest. Gyanasunna bhakti. Gaurhari bhava. That is intelligence. That is, Mahaprabhu says that. And still, you are not desired to be idle there. You will have your engagement. And that is also very peaceful. Peaceful. Suppose if we can get any service where all our fundamental necessities are free, the quarter, the food, all free, and then we work something. The indispensable necessities of life are automatically supplied. We have nothing to no worry for that. And then also we do some service quite happily. Something like that. With Gyanasunna bhakti. It is everything necessary for us automatically done to our highest satisfaction. Still we are engaged in some loving service. More and more. And then the company is also there, suitable. And the competition also is there. But all happy competition. Happy competition harmonized by the same quarters. Which sometimes may be apparently seen to be to clash with one another. But still it is not so. Because the interest, the common interest comes and decides between them. In this way, from far away we are having something. Mahaprabhu came with all these things, as I thought was a special train. To book a special train, Rather Dhir Krishna Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj has pointed out that. A special train. Book from Navadvipa to Vrindavan. No halt in any place. Gyanasunna bhakti, Krishna loka, Vrindavan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We are to be educated. What is to be desired? What should be our samambhonam of life? That is all important. So, all important factor to select. Pandyavilas, karma, jnan, devotion, and this prema bhakti, love, divine, different prayers. Bhagavan Gita Supriti, previous Supriti helps us for selection, and the Previd has got a little part to play. Bhumhan Jokhami Tekono Bhagavan Gita. The resultant of all different lives, the forces, which is used in different